Hello and welcome to Keswa 101. The rules are simple. 9 questions are randomly selected from my little black book here at the start of each series. Each contestant must answer these questions in the most honest way possible, hopefully disgracing themselves along the way. The 10th question is always, what would you put into Keswa 101? The Keswa 101 vault, banishing something that irks our contestants and that they wish to rid the world of. Only one rule here, people or animals are not permitted. So let's get cracking with episode 2 and our next contestant.
Question 1.
Who are you and what do you actually do?
Well, hello everyone. It is Mr. Tobias here, joining Room 101 with you this morning. And as you all know, I am the Edward Housemaster, apparently.
Not apparently, Dan. Definitely. You definitely are the Edward Housemaster.
And have been for 4 years now.
Question 2.
What are the best and worst bits of your job?
Absolutely the best part of my job is seeing young people change for the better. But I would also say that a downside of my job is probably not having enough time often to do what I'd like to do.
Well, in that case, buddy, thank you so much for squeezing us in this morning.
Question 3.
Why did you volunteer to do this podcast?
Well, Room 101 was always one of my favourite programmes. It always made me laugh. A bit of fun, nothing too serious. And so this is my little offering to you all.
Question 4.
What's your favourite word and why?
My favourite word is pudding.
Okay, I think we might have been expecting something a little bit more highbrow than that, Dan, especially seeing as you are an English teacher here. Any particular reason?
The reason for that is that I like to eat a lot of pudding, and my rather, shall we say, pronounced tummy was a testament to that, I think it's fair to say.
And all becomes clear. Thank you.
Question 5.
What is your favourite place and why?
What is your favourite place and why?
Oh God, we got a case of the dimmicks here. There's no need to repeat the question, okay?
I would say that my favourite place was home. Although I do like going on holiday, and one of my favourite places has to be Studland in Dorset, I think home, wherever that is my favourite place with my family. My family will tell you I'm not the greatest traveller anyway, so yeah, home is my favourite place.
I suppose that begs the question about the rest of the Tobias family. How do they feel about not going on holiday and staying at home with you?
Well, this is a tricky one.
It's a rhetorical question. Please don't answer it.
Question 6.
What's your go-to order at your favourite restaurant?
What's your go-to order at your favourite restaurant?
No, not my order. Your order, Dan. Look, let's just remind ourselves. I ask the questions and you answer them, okay?
It would be ginger chicken udon from Wagamama, with various side orders. That, to me, is pure happiness. When I've had one helping of it, I usually think I could probably go again.
No comment.
But my dear wife always stops me, which is probably a good thing.
Question 7.
What do you wish you had known when you were 18 that you know now? You okay there, Mr. Tobias?
I think I would say life is perfect as it is, really. I think we go around trying to change it or make it better. I think when you get to the ripe old age of 53, you begin to realise that actually mostly life is pretty good as it is.
Question 8.
What are you curious about right now?
Gardening, actually. And I've started to grow plants from seeds, which is a pretty simple sort of process, really, but very rewarding. And yeah, I'm really enjoying gardening at the moment.
Question 9.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
Oh, that's easy. I would be a bear. I've often been compared to a bear because of my slow walk.
I wonder whether there might be some correlation here between this and your perceived lack of time to do your work.
I'm also quite greedy. So, yeah, definitely a big bear wandering around the place.
Crunch time.
Mr. Tobias, what would you put into Keswa 101?
This is easy for me. Being a housemaster for 4 years, I have had to listen to what I would say is probably some of the worst music that's ever been written. And it's called rap music. So I would like to put modern, and I say modern rap music because the old stuff wasn't too bad, into Room 101. And this is why. So listen, boys, and you will understand. See, modern rap music is mostly joyless, humorless, aggressive, self-important, misogynistic, sexist, self-centered, predictably politicized, nonsensical. There's no musicality involved at all. And most of the time, it just seems to involve a young man shouting to his brothers about either drugs, the police, the government, or anything really that makes him cross. And then, of course, we have the videos that sometimes appear on television, sort of sporadically, which usually involve dreadful sort of images of women being really vulgar. And again, you've got a man shouting at the camera. The backtrack seems to be something from a sort of a horror film, I think it's fair to say. And so the whole thing really needs to just be, you know, done away with, I think. I think lots of people would agree with me. See, I was brought up on a wonderful diet of Pink Floyd, David Bowie, Beatles, Zeppelin, Doors, Leonard Cohen, Rolling Stones, all the best. And you see, these bands have real melody, variety, creativity, humour, irony, tenderness, and also a sense of joy. And here's the crucial word, fun. I don't think rap music is in any way funny. Or if it is, it's probably at someone's cost. And so, please, Mr. Gardner, for the love of God, please would you put modern rap music into Room 101. It's not because I'm old, it's because I have taste. Ha ha. Thank goodness I've got that off my chest. Well, thank you very much for that opportunity, and I hope you enjoyed my rant, and I'm sure that 99% of the people who listen to that probably agree. Have a lovely week and enjoy everyone else's fun contributions. Goodbye.
Well, there we have it, folks. Mr. Tobias has controversially rid the music industry of an entire genre. Arguably also the most popular aspect of the music industry, particularly with young people. If there are any Edward boys out there listening to this, I suspect, Mr. Tobias, that you are going to have massive backlash when they return to school. Well, folks, that is the end of episode 2. Thank you, Mr. Tobias. It's been great learning more about our slow-mo grizzly bear and his love of puddings and multiple servings at Wagamama's. Audience, let's spare a thought for the rest of the Tobias clan, who do appear to have had their wings somewhat clipped, and hope that one day they leave these shores and listen to Kanye, Drake and Eminem in some tropical climes, while Mr. T stays home and tends to his seat. We'll be back tomorrow with our next episode. Very excited about it. Until then, stay home, keep safe, enjoy the sunshine. Bye for now.